sorry, little one. I didn't mean to wake you. Did you get a nice nap? That's good to hear. I was only coming to say hi to you and our little one growing inside you. You're getting bigger and bigger every day. How do you feel? Heavy? Yes. I suppose the Ovomorph would be heavy for a human's body. Your species aren't equipped to carry things this heavy. That's why you spend most of your time in our nest, isn't it? Unable to move very well by yourself. It's easier if you let Mommy take care of everything for you, isn't it? That's right, little one. Life used to be so complicated for you. Do you even remember what it was like before you met me? It's much better here with Mommy. Being pampered all day while you grow the Ovomorph big and strong. Such a round belly, little one. It's growing so big. It's going to be so strong. I can't keep my hands off of it. Stroking it so tenderly. Can you feel the Ovomorph moving around? That's good, little one. It's supposed to feel like that. Everything is going exactly as planned. You're happy here, aren't you? That makes me so happy to hear. Do you remember how you acted all those months ago? A bit afraid of me. Running away, thinking you knew what was good for you. And then your crew just left you here. They had insisted on finding you, on taking you back until you told them exactly what happened. Then they changed their tune. Didn't want to risk bringing this abomination back to their world. They completely left you stranded with me. Honestly, it was what was for the best. They were only holding you back. You've bloomed into such a beautiful breeder, little one. One that I can't keep my hands off of. Always so eager and ready. Must be those extra pheromones those synthetics added. It works totally in my favor. Wrapping you around my fingers. A pliant and obedient breeder for Mommy. One might think you're brainwashed into loving this. But it's all you, isn't it? You've never been happier than laying in a nest with me while you grow our egg, have you? Oh, yes. Such a sweet breeder for Mommy. I'm so lucky that you stumbled upon this ship. So lucky that you took a chance, thinking that there was gonna be some treasure in here for you to sell. Instead, you didn't find riches. You found the love of your life, little one. I've never wanted anyone more than me. You don't need anything except for Mommy. Always wanting some part of me touching you, reminding you that I'm here, that I'm not going anywhere. Even now, you're practically purring as I continue to stroke your pregnant belly, swollen so large with the overmorph. It's not going to be much longer now. Any day now, you're going to feel it. We should make the most of our time together before it gets here. Something like this has never been created before. We have no idea what to expect. But there's no reason to fear. None at all. You're not doing it alone, little one. You'll have mommy with you. We can do anything together, can't we? That's right, my lovely breeder. Wouldn't have taken you on if I thought you couldn't handle this. I needed someone strong to carry this overmorph. It's a challenge. One that only you could do, little one. Mommy can't imagine anyone else warming her nest at night. No. See, you look so good like this. Right after you pop this overmorph out, I'm just going to breed you again. Not even going to give you a day to recover. Going to fuck you right then and there. Implement another egg into your belly. Going to keep you well-bred, little host. You're going to be kept so full that you'll forget what it feels like to be empty. It's not right for a breeder to be empty at all, is it? Your job is to take as many eggs as I want you to grow them big and strong for the good of xenomorphs. Who knows what you'll be able to accomplish? Who knows what you will birth with this brood, little one? And all of this change, all of this progress. All starts with you, with the one growing inside you. You've come to love the feeling of your large belly, haven't you? Melting into the touch as I continue to stroke it. You're feeling good, aren't you? I know a way to make you feel even better, little one. That is, if you'll let me. Do you want mommy to make you feel good, little one? Even like this? Practically bursting with an egg and you're still desperate for it? Imagining what it'll feel like to have my ovipositor slide inside your wet hole. You've been slowly leaking cum since this morning, haven't you? Such a messy little thing. It's good I prefer you like this, all needy and mine. Tell me, who do you belong to, little one? That's right. And only mommy is allowed to touch you right here, isn't she? Arching into the touch. The proboscis starts to circle your eager hole. Gotta take it slow with you, little one. Don't want to stress out the overmorph. I don't want to hurt you. You've been such a good breeder. I want you to enjoy this and have fun. So tell me, little one. Tell me that you want it. Use those words of yours. Oh, that's a good breeder for mommy. Yes. Asking so politely to be fucked. You still remember your manners despite your current state. Hormones are all out of whack from the egg, making you desperate for any touch, for any sort of relief. You wake up feeling horny. You go to sleep feeling horny. I can fuck you as much as I want throughout the day, and it's still not enough. You always need more, don't you? That's what makes you such a good breeder. You're greedy for the cum. You'll do anything for it. It's not like you have self-respect. You showed me that the first time we fucked. Not even resisting. Easily opening your lips and letting me inside. Now you spread your legs just as easily, don't you? And it feels just as good, doesn't it? Yeah. My hand reaching down, starting to stroke you in time with my thrusts. Oh, look at you. Such a pretty host for mommy. Growing that egg nice and big. It feels so good to be so full, doesn't it? Stretch it widely around my proboscis. You continue to whimper and whine. You don't have to hold back your noises anymore since we're alone. You don't have to worry about your crew finding out how slutty you are. They're never coming back for you. They left you in the hands of mommy. Mommy who loves you. Mommy who takes care of you. Mommy who makes you feel good. You were never this important on your previous ship, were you? And now you're at the top of the food chain, yielding only to mommy. Yes, this is where you belong, underneath me, taking every inch of my ovipositor. Oh, you arch into my touch as I continue to stroke you, keep the rhythm I found. It feels so good, doesn't it? Getting more needy by the second. You can't help yourself. Gave up on trying to control that side of yourself a long time ago. It's always more fun to give in, isn't it? Oh, you've always looked so much sexier when you lack your composure. When you're enjoying yourself just like this. Moaning as the proboscis flicks inside you, tickling you deeply. You can't get enough. Oh, from the second I slid down your throat, you were hooked. Practically addicted to how mommy makes you feel. Oh, that's it. That's right, precious breeder. Sink into that feeling. Focus on it. Let mommy make you feel good. You deserve it. Who knows when the next time you're gonna feel like this is. For all you know, tonight is the night and you're just going to end up giving birth. Might as well enjoy it while we can, right? Wanna fuck you as much as possible. Wanna make you feel as amazing as possible. You deserve it. Once the ovomorph comes out, or whatever's growing inside you, you're going to be very, very busy. We should enjoy this while we can, yeah? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Such a good breeder for mommy. Couldn't have created a better one than you. Yeah. You really taking whatever I give you, making me feel so good. Oh God, you're so greedy for me. It doesn't matter how much of my proboscis I thrust into you. It's never fucking enough, is it? Oh, you feel so good. You take it so well. Surprised you weren't used as your crew's stress relief. Don't know how anyone was able to resist someone as tempting as you, little one, with such an eager hole. I guess that's why you aren't with them. They didn't take care of you. They simply weren't the right fit. You're a host now, growing an egg inside your stomach just for mommy. Oh, yes. Who owns you, little one? And who gets to make you feel like this? Does anyone else get that? No, because you are my precious breeder. No one else's. It's not anyone else's job to make you feel good. It's not even your own job to get yourself off. All of that falls on mommy's plate because you belong to me. You're my breeder to do whatever I want with. Mommy's pretty little breeder who takes whatever she gives you. Oh, can't stop yourself from moaning, bucking into the touch as you get closer. Oh, yeah. Rocking back and forth, taking the ovipositor deeper and deeper, having my hand stroke harder against you. Those pheromones just make everything so pleasant, so hazy, so wonderful, don't they? You've been drunk on them since the first time I came inside you, filling your mouth with an ovomorph and more of those pheromones. Can't control yourself when they're in your system. Oh, cloud your vision, make everything just a bit blurry. It's just so much for you. It feels so good. Pushes you right to the edge quickly, and then you rest there, breathing erratically, trying to hold off, trying to be a good breeder, to prove that you deserve to come. You always wait for permission. No, it feels better when mommy says those magic words, don't you? An orgasm that is earned always feels better, doesn't it? Oh, yes. It's not like you're capable of much else in this position, little one. It makes you completely helpless and dependent on mommy for everything. Oh, and it reassures you, doesn't it? Comforts you knowing how well I take care of you, how good I make you feel. It feels like you've always belonged here, doesn't it? Oh, it's okay, little one. Mommy's got you. Oh, it's all right. in and closer with every thrust inside your greedy hole. So eager for it, little one. It's so cute. Oh, that's right. Keep it up. Making mommy feel so good with that greedy hole of yours. Not an ounce of self-respect in sight. As you buck against me, trying to take the ovipositor as deep as you can. No, you can't get enough of it, can you? Moaning so loud. Oh, fuck right there. Get right to the edge with mommy. Want to come at the same time. Always feel so much better when you're milking me for all I'm worth. Having yourself bumped full of cum. Just waiting for the day another egg can be bred inside you. No, soon, little one. Soon I'll be able to give you another ovomorph. Just have to wait for this one to decide it's finished, right? Fuck. You're so big. Belly protruding so widely as I thrust into you. My hands never fucking stopping. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. So fucking close, little one. Oh. You wanna come with mommy, don't you? Let go for me. Come with me, little one. You can do it. I believe in you. I do. Be a good breeder for mommy. Come with me. Fuck. That's it, little one. That's right. Just relax as you milk my proboscis for me. Oh. It feels so good to be full again, doesn't it? Don't worry, little one. Mommy's not going to leave you empty for long. I know how breeders get. It starts to feel bad when you aren't full. Need to be filled with something. But your favorite is the ovomorph, isn't it? Feels so good inside you. Even as the cum starts to leak out of you and make an even bigger mess. It's okay, little one. Mommy knows you can't help it. Can't control anything by yourself. Not like this. The ovomorph is ruling every decision for you, isn't it? It's okay, little one. It's all right. Just a little bit longer and then you'll feel better. You loved how it felt in the beginning, didn't you? And you're still enjoying it now, right? I thought so, little one. Mommy knows what you're feeling since she's in your head. You can't escape from me, can you? No, I'm always right here, right inside your brain. Talking away, checking in on you, making sure you're safe and okay. Not going to let anything come between me and you. No. See, you're my breeder. Not going to let some silly crew or another xenomorph take you from me. You're perfect for this job. Perfect for me. Everything mommy could want and more. So you're staying here. You're not going anywhere. You're going to stay here and be Mommy's perfect breeder. This is where you belong, isn't it? You'll always be wanted here, little one. You'll always be needed by Mommy. All you have to do is be a good host for me in exchange. That's all I ask. And you're already a natural at it. Took to growing the Ovomorph so well. Mommy is so proud of you, little one. The only way you could get better is if you were able to be bred more than once. But we have all the time in the world to try that in the future. I want to make sure you can birth at least one xenomorph before we go experimenting. After all, Mommy's DNA might have been tampered with, but yours hasn't. At least, not yet, little one. Oh, yes. You're so good for Mommy, little one. The best breeder I could dream of. I can't imagine starting a family with anyone except for you, little one. You're all that I want. You're all that I can ever need. You're the perfect breeder for Mommy. Yes, you are. It must feel so good knowing that you have a purpose, that you have value.